we'll pick up on volume 2 of the diary this morning. I'm on the road again, heading for Killarney on my weekly visit to the kingdom. And I'll take this opportunity maybe to look back at some of the games that I've attended this season. Again, at the moment I'm sticking on the Gaelic football and possibly, I suppose, the league campaign following Kerry. And of course, the first game that I attended was the very first game this season, where they played Dublin in Croke Park. And overall, it was probably a great performance by Kerry. Dublin, I suppose, were suffering from the post All Ireland winning blues to a certain extent. And it's an interesting thing, you know. This year, I think there isn't a week goes by since Dublin won the All Ireland where there hasn't been some Dublin player as a guest in either a TV show or a radio show. And it's really, it's like that they had been the greatest team on earth. Yet I am looking at Kerry wins over the years. After the week after winning the All Ireland, it's over, and you probably don't hear much about them until the next season starts again. And it's probably the same, I would say, the same about Cork, actually. Even when Cork won the All Ireland there a couple of years ago, same thing. It was a great achievement for Cork to win it with a great team at the time. And same as that, once the first week of celebrations was probably over, that was it. You didn't hear much more on the national airways about Cork. So there is a little bias, all right, maybe towards the capital. Of course, the GAA for years wanted Dublin to win in All-Ireland, and even when it looked like they weren't going to do it in football, they pumped a lot of money into Dublin GAA hurling in the hope that they'd win hurling All-Ireland, and they have made strides, of course, and everybody will admit, of course, that they have made strides in hurling. But I often wonder if the same money was pumped into Leitrim hurling or Fermanagh hurling or Roscommon hurling. You probably get the same results. No, these counties don't have the population, but still, if you put the money in and invest in coaches and at underage structure, then you're actually going to get results. Of course you are going to get results. But that was the first game, and against Dublin, and Kerry were impressive on the day, very impressive. And that's it for now.